Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our Wednesday morning show. By the way, I would like to welcome everybody aboard that's listening to us from our lunch yesterday over at Mission Barbecue. Happy to see so many people there yesterday, and especially the Jewish veterans group that was over there. Now, I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting on down the highways, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Let's not forget about our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, hauling the bulk mail to the post offices, and our suicide jockeys, Tom and company, hauling the gas and the diesel to the gas stations of people's choices. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter. Our handle over there in every case is at Captain's America. And you can find us at our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we've got Denise Simon. And good morning.
Good morning.
As I smack the mic with my head. Okay. All right. You know, Joe Biden, we just talked about, is headed over to Saudi Arabia and Israel first, and then to talk to Abbas over there in his group on the West Bank. But we've also got trouble here at home in that the Labor Department's Bureau of Labor Statistics is coming out today, and it's not expected to show any improvement over the April or May reports, which showed the highest 40-year inflation rate running at 8.5% to 8.6%. It looks like this one could be even higher.
The White House is prepared for that. So they were already trying to minimize the report and the numbers. So, their economic people are already kind of bracing for this. And interestingly enough, they're concocting, some kind of White House response on how they'll sell it to us, the bad news. So, yeah.
I don't think these people understand how bad off that they're making things.
Well, I don't either. I think it would be fascinating that the federal government set up a rolling mobile office. And I think the heads of these agencies, the secretaries of these agencies, Commerce and EPA and blah, 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 all have to operate each for 2 weeks in some kind of like a mobile trailer that becomes their office in real America, places outside of the Beltway.
Sure.
You know, have them go operate, you know, 2 weeks in Cook County, downtown Chicago. Have another one that has to go to, you know, Lenexa, Kansas. Another one that goes to, you know, Arkansas. I mean, you see what I'm saying? I mean,
oh, yeah.
get some of these people. I mean, members of Congress, obviously, they have to go back to their home districts. But, you know, get these people in out of the administration and put them outside in the real world. Because, I mean, when do you think that Jill or Joe Biden have last pumped gas themselves at a gas station and walked into a Bogota, as Jill says, instead of a Bodega?
Long time ago, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But there's no reality. There's zero reality.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's jump over here and grab a phone call real quick. Okay, Mellon, sir, Curtis Springs, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain. I'm not buying that these people don't realize what they're doing to us, because they're not born out of a test tube. They have relatives, mothers, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins. And the word gets back to these people as to what's going on. I mean, they're feeling the pinch, too. They're feeling the pain also. They go to the pump, they go to the grocery store, they go to to buy clothes, to buy this, to buy that. I'm not buying it. They don't know what's going on. Because word gets, I don't care how distant you are from your relatives, you know, the word got to get, word is coming back. They know exactly, this is deliberate. I'm not buying that. They don't know what's going
okay.
on. It's whole deliberate.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. But, however, the Bidens live in a bubble, and the bubble they live in doesn't.
Well, Granholm lives in a bubble.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mayor Pete, he lived in a bubble.
Yep.
Wouldn't it also be interesting if some of the Democrats' representatives actually partnered with a Republican counterpart in their home district? You know, just... go see how Florida's run, or go see how
okay.
economics get down, something else.
All right, hold that thought. We're coming back more with Denise Simon. By the way, years ago, they did do things like that. I know. I lived in a district where the Democrat and the Republicans did that stuff.
If you want to talk with the Captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now, like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico has been saving people money for a little bit more than 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, Geico is available online by going to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, your local Geico office or the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. They'll offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, along with your car or your truck that you're driving. But where you really save money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy with your vehicle. That will save you a bunch of money. To find out more, go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and they'll tell you how to do it. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Joseph Biden is over in the Middle East. He's going to go. He's going to go over and... hopefully he's not going to do too much damage to the country, but then again, he's going to try to resurrect the some sort of standing with Iran and see if we can't get back into the JCPOA of some sort or kind, whatever they're going to call it this time. And I don't know where that's going to go, but what do you think?
Well, Iran is officially providing Russia with drones to assault Ukraine. Now, where is that going to put these talks on the JCPOA?
Yeah.
Iran has been, you know, time and time and time again, they prove unworthy of any kind of agreement, any kind of a decent player on the global landscape, and why we want to keep, you know, stringing this along is outrageous to me. Meanwhile, as I said a little while ago, that in this same trip, when he goes to Israel, he's touring a weapons factory. I don't know why. I guess they decided that, you know, maybe they ought to do something with the guy when he comes over there, because he has not been a friend to Israel. I don't care what they say. But he's also coming with $100 million to the Palestinians in East Jerusalem. While he's in East Jerusalem, he's going to some hospital over there. But, you know, all of a sudden, we're now funding the Palestinians. So, from there, you know, where do we go? Well, we go to Saudi Arabia.
Now, Fred down in Fort Lauderdale just chimed in via email. He says, Captain, the forecast to watch for today, I think it comes at about 8:30 a.m., the CPI index for the month of June. We better brace ourselves.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm. And I think we already said it's going to be higher than the 8.5 or 8.6% that it was last time around.
Well, let me say this. There was a time that if you want to know what was going on with inflation and the economy, you looked at the transportation industry to see what goods were moving.
Yep.
Well, now that we know that the transportation sector is in trouble,
yep,
and we can't really guide that, now you have to look at the retailers themselves. And nobody's buying anything right now.
Yep.
Nobody. The normal purchases, a lot of these retailers, big box stores that, you know, represent, you know, food, they represent the pet industry, they represent the clothing industry, they represent home improvement, you know, all these kinds of things. For the last couple of years, the people sat at home and all things pandemic, they were buying. Now we're in inflation, they quit buying, and yet these retailers thought, okay, well, you want some kind of growth over last year, but now it's not happening because of inflation. So these retailers are not meeting their projections. And I think that instead of looking to the transportation industry to see what's happening with the economy, you have to look at the retailers themselves. And it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good at all. So people are not spending in the way that they did. You know, summer has given us some travel, for sure. But even that has caused some big problems. Because, you know, the airplanes just can't get there on time, and they've been canceled and whatnot. But now, you know, we're in a situation here where it doesn't look good, ladies and gentlemen. It just doesn't look good. I think that we've got some ranchers that, you know, their costs for their cattle and whatnot have gotten so high, they're just saying, okay, we're going to start selling off our cattle. So they're auctioning their cattle at very low prices.
Yep.
I mean, just convoys of cattle trucks heading to auctions.
Yep.
But we're not in a good place, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, neither is Sri Lanka.
Well, you know, I asked you about that during the break, and I will say this. Tucker did a very interesting thing last night talking about Ghana and how the small little country of Ghana was a thriving country until the green climate change people went in there and kind of forced them into subscribing to as much as they could possibly get away with in Ghana. And now it's collapsing. And that's because, mostly because of fertilizer. We're telling these farmers, Netherlands and whatnot, no more fertilizers. Well, look what's going on with the farmers in the Netherlands. I mean, that's become a bad situation. But the same thing happened in Sri Lanka.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if Tucker was kind of overstating this, or he was kind of conflating the issue with his segment last night, because I found it fascinating. Well, I get this thing, report from Associated Press, and of course, you know, they're just as liberal as any of the other ones. And it says the president flees Sri Lanka amid the crisis, and now that they're turning their anger towards the prime minister. So the president's gone, and the prime minister. So the country's collapsed. It's absolutely collapsed. And people are starving. They cannot get gasoline. They're waiting for 2 and 3 days with their little tanks to get gasoline. Gasoline. I mean, lines and lines and lines. But I'm looking all the way down in this article here from Associated Press, and sure enough, I think Tucker is actually right, because it says that they have stopped with the fertilizer. So their farmers are not being able to farm, and that's because they're going to these, you know, alternate central planning green energy kind of things, and that's what's killing it all. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, that's beginning to happen here. We can already tell that our farmers and our ranchers are not subscribing to this green energy, but they're being forced into it because our own EPA has put on all these regulations that you can't do this and you can't do that. So, mm-hmm. So they're auctioning their cattle.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad.
Do you remember? Do you remember the hydroponic tomatoes when they were first introduced?
Yeah.
Well, they started to raise those around the countryside. They started to see if they could make that work. They couldn't get the production of the tomatoes that they could the other way, and it kind of went by the wayside. Now, I understand it's making a comeback again.
I don't know. I do not know. But Sri Lanka has, the prime minister, I just looked at this, as the island-wide state of emergency has been declared.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they can't make their debt payments. So who's going to step in and take over Sri Lanka? Any guesses?
China.
Ding, ding, ding.
China.
That's right.
Yep, China.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is bad. This is, and we have got such incompetence. And it's really an admission that the incompetence is happening because Biden is going over to Saudi Arabia to beg for oil.
All righty, here comes the music. It means you got to go, and I will talk to you a little bit later. You have yourself a great day, and stay low. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the great articles that she has to afford you out, and you'll find out what she knows when she knows it. In the meantime, we're coming right back with our military news.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has raised a record $50 million from January through June. Fox News reported this brings total 2022 midterm contributions to him and others in his circle to a record $124 million. According to 538, Republicans currently have an 88% probability of winning the House in November compared to the Democrats' 12% chance. Twitter sued Tesla CEO Elon Musk on Tuesday to force him to complete the $44 billion acquisition of the social media company. Musk and Twitter have been bracing for a legal fight since the billionaire backed off of his April agreement to buy the company. And the White House, along with the FDA, are working to make second COVID boosters available to all adults. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment on the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. We're going to let them tell you more about themselves coming up right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. The first one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So you've got Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Massachusetts as the two schools where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, you can call and ask to take the tour that they have at either place. You can call and ask to take the tour. Their number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Don't forget their website, NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Go over there, check it out. But you can take the tour at either one of the facilities you want, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts, or you can go to both and find out what they're both like and make your decision that way. The one thing about becoming an aviation maintenance technician is you will be certified and you will never have to look for another job again, ever. You'll make a lot of money. You'll get a lot of benefits. You'll be able to travel if that's what you want to do. You can go overseas if that's what you want to do. Or you can stay here in the States if that's what you want to do. Now, I'm going to start with the president's trip, because it's related to what's going to be going on with the military. And I'll tell you how that is. President Joe Biden will embark on his first trip to the Middle East, which stops in Israel, the occupied West Bank, and Saudi Arabia. Now, Joe Biden had originally sought to avoid wading deeply into the region. However, concern about the influence of China countering Iran and rising fuel prices have changed his plans. Now, today, Biden will discuss strengthening military ties between the U.S. and Israel and its recent Arab allies to deter Iran. Where that's going to go, nobody knows. The president will also meet with the Palestinian leaders in the West Bank, where he could announce new aid. That's what Denise and I were talking about just a few minutes ago, some $40 million or thereabouts going to the Palestinians. We'll see. Now, Biden will then, when that's done, travel to Saudi Arabia, a country that he once vowed to make a penance for the killing of the U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who actually was a spy. He was a spy. And he'll be over there in Saudi Arabia for a summit of the Gulf states. Where that all goes, don't know. We'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see. But that's what's going to be happening on that front. Now, the U.S. Army says that it's making progress in its long-running effort to access groundwater contamination at part of Fort Detrick that was used as a test site for the Army's biological warfare program. A lot of problems starting to surface with water and contamination. If you were stationed in some of these bases and you've got any type of problems that you haven't really bothered to get taken care of, you need to figure out whether or not you're okay or not. There's a lot of cancers, a lot of different things that have resulted as a result of this, and you just might want to get yourself checked out to make sure that you're all right. Now, as the service shifts from the last 20 years of fighting in the Middle East towards a potential conflict against China or Russia with their modern militaries, it needs to change how it rescues downed pilots and other personnel to account for the far more complex threat environments they would face if we were going in to rescue them. So the Air Force is rethinking their combat rescue for major war, but we still don't have any idea what that might look like. Could it be automated with drones and the like? Sure. Sure. We'll see. To be continued. By the way, Navy officials say the Pacific exercise is not aimed at China. but it zeroes in on defending Taiwan, the spiraling rim of the Pacific 2022 exercise is not designed to counter or threaten China, according to the head of the U.S. Pacific Fleet. But it does focus on the skills and technologies that would be most salient for potential conflict in the years ahead. So that'll be upcoming and ongoing, and you'll be able to see and hear all of that. We'll talk about it here once we have some more information about it for you, so that you'll be able to know what we know and be more intelligent about some of the stuff that, and this is the other thing. The mainstream media, when they report stuff, they have no idea usually what they're talking about. It's called rip and read. They get something, they rip it, they read it, and it is whatever it is the way it comes out. Now, the Army Times interviewed key leaders in each of the H2F core area to see how they're building a soldier-centered, health-focused system that prepares troops for both the rigors of combat and daily life in the 21st century Army. The Army is, in fact, going after total fitness, mind and body. We'll see what happens in the days and weeks to come there, because we'll be hearing more about that. Now, the Air Force is investigating the death of Colby, a Marine Corps family's dog that was found dead after transit on an air mobility command plane from Yokota Air Base in western Tokyo to Marine Corps Air Station Awakuni in southern Japan on July the 1st. They want to know how the dog died. The family is obviously very upset, as they should be, but something obviously happened. Now, you heard us talking, Denise and I, about Iran delivering drones to Russia. The White House has made that announcement. They said that they believe Russia is now turning to Iran to provide it with hundreds of unmanned aerial vehicles for use on its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. I wonder where they got the technology for that stuff. Ask no more. Us. Don't believe me? Look at the drones. All you need to do is put a U.S. flag on them and you got our drones. Copied them really good, didn't they? Now, Putin is expanding the fast-track Russian citizenship to all the Ukrainians in the captured territory in the Donetsk region where he has taken control. He's making them full-fledged Russian citizens. To be continued on that one, I don't know what the whole reason is behind that, but it'll be interesting to find out. All right, we've got a lot of financial news to talk about today with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and that is coming back, or we are coming back with that. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be really, really, really interesting. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We will do just that. And before we get to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, this segment of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, in particular, Moss Acura, located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, side by side, the Nissan dealer and the Acura dealer. Now, the reason that they get a lot of customers from this show from all around the country is twofold. Number one, Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And number two, you serve, you save. What that means is all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, all church pastors too, get a tremendous discount on the vehicle that they're looking at, whether it's new or certified pre-owned. So, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget when you do that to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you a bunch of money. Bunch of money. All right. Here he is, the watchdog on Wall Street, Mr. Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
A lot of financial news this morning. Crude oil, first of all, has dropped off. Went up a little bit earlier in the week. And now it's down, let me see here, where am I at? 324 a gallon, that's at the refinery, without kicking it out the door. And Brent crude is below $100 a barrel, and West Texas crude is below $100 a barrel. So all of it dropped significantly between yesterday and today, which I guess is a good thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, we like to see the price of oil coming down. One of the reasons is, you know, it's fear of the economic slowdown and what's happening moving forward. And, you know, that's driven prices down as people just think, you know, recession here, maybe even a global recession. There's a lot of uncertainty that it's out there, and it's very difficult to kind of make sense out of, especially what's happening over in Europe. There's a real shot there that a lot of their energy it will be shut down from Russia. And if that's the case, I mean, it's going to be a dire, dire situation. One of the reasons why, the dollar has moved to such a degree since the beginning of the year against the euro, some of the problems that they have over there that they just can't get out of. And it's interesting right now is the European population is now, coming out and say, this whole Ukraine-Russia thing and what we're doing, we shouldn't be doing this. They don't want this. They don't want to have a winter of, freezing or having their industry shut down. Brian Deese from Biden administration to preserve the liberal world order, whatever the hell that is. So, yeah, all of this stuff is throwing the energy markets into, a tailspin here, there, and everywhere. Not to mention the fact that the president heading off to Saudi Arabia, see what happens there.
Well, that's the key thing here, because a lot of people in the oil industry, a lot of investors are believing that the Saudis and the Biden administration can come to some sort of agreement. I say the jury's out on that big time because of the way the Saudis have been acting. But anyway, they think that they'll come to agreement of some sort, and if they do, that's why the price of oil will go down, and they can believe gas prices will too. I don't think so.
Well, and even if they do, I mean, it's not going to be to the degree where it's going to do that much.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we talked about this. I mean, you got a bottleneck when it comes to refining capacity. You might have the oil, but you don't have the ability to refine it. And, that's one of the biggest problems we have right now.
So today, we're going to get another report from the government, financial. We expect inflation remain elevated in June. The consensus of economists is that the headline consumer price index inflation rose 1.1% on a month-over-month basis and 8.8% on a year-over-year basis. Now, if that's true, we're still sitting at 40-year highs.
Yeah, I mean, this is a rearview mirror. This is a June report, and it's not going to reflect a lot of the gasoline prices coming down, but it's still, you're going to be looking at, probably a record print again. This is, you already had the Biden administration out there playing defense yesterday on this report. There's just not a lot of help, in sight that many people see, and it's bringing a lot of negativity to the overall economy. You've got small business optimism at record lows at this point in time.
Yep.
At how upset and how frustrated people are.
48 years.
Yeah. This is, this is what happens. You're constantly getting punched on a regular basis in your costs that you need to run your business. Now, again, larger corporations are able to deal with that a little bit better. They got more pricing, power. They can cut deals because they're buying to a greater degree. But this most certainly hurts Main Street much, much harder than it does everyone else. And, we'll see. I mean, we take a look at the poll numbers right now, and we'll see where everything shakes out, come this fall. I don't see much relief and any sort of common sense solutions coming out of this administration at this point in time. They keep, singing the same tune again and again and again, blame Putin, blame the Republicans, blame Putin, blame the Republicans. No, at some point in time, you gotta take a good hard look in the mirror and take a look at your policies and see where we're at and what you're doing to the people here in this country.
Okay, now I will say that we mentioned something you did, when we started the segment about the euro. The euro has, in fact, slumped to parity with the dollar for the first time in 20 years. This has not happened in 20 years. The euro's declined by about 12% against the dollar this year alone. Is that a big concern?
Well, when you have currency movements that move as quickly as they have, this is something that's pretty rare. At the beginning of the year, I think it was about $1.15 to the dollar, €1.15 to $1. That's a pretty big movement, and you know, obviously that affects the profits of American companies that are selling things over in Europe, because they sell them in euros and then they got to, you know, transfer them back to dollars. But again, it's, you know, it hasn't been this low in 20 years. It also allows any sort of purchases that we want to make over in Europe. It makes them a hell of a lot less money. So if American companies are making investments over in Europe, it would make those things cheaper. So, you know, there's two sides to the overall coin when it comes to that.
Now, the other thing that we need to talk about is this California and this AB5. Have you been following that all about the trucks?
No, I haven't. Well, does this have to do with the, you know, switching trucks at the border?
No, this has to do with requiring the independent drivers to be members of the union and leased to one of the companies approved to haul out of the seaports and out of the container yards and all that sort of stuff. Not doing it the way they do now. They're an independent driver, and they apply, use their authority to haul a container, and they get to do so. It's forcing these guys to become union members, number one, and number two, to do something they don't want to do, and that's leased to a company rather than operate in their own authority.
Yeah, it's sad. It really is. You know, you get all of these stretches by government. It's almost like another kind of a Jones Act to some degree for trucking, it seems to me. You know, it's California. I mean, they're just completely, you know, not in line with the rest of the country. However, their ports are obviously of significant, they're obviously important. At some point in time, gee, I don't know. I mean, maybe we, you know, somebody might want to come up with a port maybe somewhere else, maybe in Texas or something. I don't know.
There you go.
You know, you got to do something else here because, yeah, you know, can't be held hostage with this. I mean, it's not just that. You're talking about, I was talking about this on my program. They want to mandate 90% of all Uber and Lyft and fleets to be electric vehicles by 2030.
Yep.
Now, how the hell are you going to do that? There's not going to be enough cars, electric cars, to actually have that happen. There's not enough materials to do that. And now they want to tax people to help subsidize to get those cars. I mean, it's crazy nonsense that's going on. But again, I don't live there. I don't. But this is something where you're dealing with interstate commerce, which makes it a federal issue. And again, you take a look at who's in the White House right now. He's probably.
Yeah. Well, my question is, where are you going to charge him? And with that, here comes the music. Got to let you go. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
Well, all right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, see what he's all about. And I guarantee you won't be disappointed. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.